The General Services Administration has been developing its category management program to help the government get the most out of its buying power. As part of that effort, it instituted something called the Transactional Data Reporting Rule, the TDR. Vendors report what they sold to the government and for how much, and it all goes into a giant database so contracting officers can check prices. Larry Allen, a longtime GSA sales consultant, is telling contractors to ignore the rule. He joins me now and with why. And Larry, sounds like you're sticking your neck out there a little bit to tell people to ignore a rule that is coming.
Sticking neck out, Tom, a little bit. But the simple fact of the matter is the transactional data reporting requirement gives all of the downside of the schedules program with none of the benefits that industry was promised when GSA went through the rulemaking process.
What were the touted benefits? Let's start with those.
Well, the two big benefits were reducing risk by reducing the price reductions clause liability in the schedules contract. Without going into the gory details, Tom, price reductions clause is one of the main pricing enforcement mechanisms in the program, and TDR was supposed to eliminate one of the two compliance mechanisms that tripped up contractors who were trying to keep their prices in line.
The price reduction clause, well, let's just talk about the price reduction clause for a second.
Sure.
That was the requirement that the government always get the best price that a vendor was offering anyone, anywhere, and that had to automatically happen on their GSA schedule?
Well, that's kind of how a lot of people look at it. What the price reductions clause really does is it says, all right, your price on GSA schedule is based on the price you give to American Airlines. And during the course of the schedule, we want the relationship between the GSA price to stay the same as the American Airlines price that you give commercially.
And if a vendor was caught out of bounds there, then the fines could really be serious.
Absolutely. You could be prosecuted under the Civil False Claims Act, Tom, which comes with treble damages and the ability of the government to levy an $11,000 per invoice fine, plus all of your legal fees. So it's a pretty substantial risk for not complying.
So one of the touted benefits then by GSA was that no more price reduction clause because of this database we're building under the TDR?
That's right. So you're not supposed to have the most favored customer trigger of the price reductions clause under the transactional data reporting requirement. The other benefit was you're supposed to not have to supply extensive amounts of commercial sales practice data, or really, even ideally, you weren't supposed to, as a contractor, have to supply any commercial sales practice data. The government was going to determine the reasonableness of your prices using other market research tools.
Yes, because how would they know what your price was to an airline or to a car maker or some other large entity?
Well, fair question. It's important to note, though, that for over the past year, GSA has sent dunning notices to a number of contractors, hundreds, who they thought prices were out of line based on GSA's own formatted pricing tool that looks horizontally across the program at the prices being offered for the same or similar items. So GSA clearly believed that their ability to look horizontally in their formatted pricing tool would give them at least one significant capability to determine price reasonableness absent contractors providing commercial sales information. Problem now is a lot of people in GSA are saying that that formatted pricing tool doesn't really work so well. So now we're having to dial back the clock and ask contractors for commercial sales information, even when they're doing a TDR-based schedule.
The TDR is in effect now, and is it mandatory for all suppliers on the schedule?
Well, it's mandatory for certain, it has been mandatory, Tom, for certain schedules. GSA recently has said we're going to make the program voluntary. They say that's because they've gotten a lot of people to sign up for the pilot program already, because it's not across all the schedules, but it's on some pretty major parts of it, including most parts of the information technology schedule. I think GSA is really making the program voluntary because they realize that they made a lot of promises, I think, in good faith, but some of those promises are ones that the GSAIG gets to keep and not the business units, and that's where there's a disconnect.
We're speaking with Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners. So explain that then. What is in advising people, what are you saying to people in advising them to not comply with the TDR?
What I'm advising contractors to do is if they have the option not to take place, not to participate in the transactional data pilot, that they don't participate in it. And the big reason why, Tom, is that you can still have to provide data. There are dozens of cases where companies are being asked to still provide commercial sales information. And the question then becomes, okay, how accurate? Well, we know that information has to be accurate and current, but how complete does it have to be? There's no definition for completeness under the TDR program because you weren't supposed to have to supply data under the TDR program. So now you have the IG coming in and saying, well, we still want to audit your books, contractor, because of all the commercial sales information we need to have to determine the reasonableness of your prices. Contractors are saying, well, I'm not supposed to have to provide you with data. And the IG still says, well, that might be the case, but we still want to do our audit. So now the contractor's caught between a rock and a hard place.
Has this happened to companies that you know about where the IG said?
Absolutely. It's happened. Happened in a couple of cases, and the outcomes of these cases are still unknown. But the net of it is that without any definition of what constitutes the completeness of a data disclosure in a TDR environment, schedule contractors are putting themselves at tremendous risk for not supplying, quote, enough, end quote, data. Who decides what's enough? The contracting officer, or more likely, is it going to be an auditor in the IG's office who says, look, when you submitted this information 5 years ago, it wasn't complete. We're going to file a False Claims Act case against you, and you now could be liable for millions of dollars in fines and penalties.
So that's really the bugaboo there. It might be a sleeping dog, but if it wakes up, then you've got this fraud case basically against you and you're in
court.
That's
exactly right, Tom. And that is the my whole issue with TDR is GSA wasn't supposed to require data. Because GSA wasn't supposed to require data, there is no boundary for what constitutes the type or the amount of data that has to be supplied. And the Full Employment Act for GSA auditors in the TDR program, companies are at substantial risk if they provide data under this scheme because there are no set rules and it's a short walk from here to a False Claims Act case.
Larry Allen is president of Allen Federal Business Partners. Thanks so much.
Tom, thank you, and I wish your listeners happy selling.